This is our town.
Hello and welcome to the Everything Karratha podcast. We're going to do a deep dive today with City of Karratha Mayor Daniel Scott and find out about that housing EOI. Also, what you can get involved with locally, volunteering-wise, with Kelly Nunn. We'll catch up with our furry friends from SAFE. But first, of course, Easter is just around the corner and there's a hazard for dogs, which is not chocolate. I caught up with Alex from The Big Smoke to find out what it was. Have a listen.
So a lot of people don't realize this. It's actually raisins.
Ah, yeah.
So grapes and raisins are dangerous for dogs. And actually, the interesting thing about this is in 2023, the amount of cases when it came to the poisoning of dogs during the Christmas period, the Easter period, was 117% higher because of raisins, not because of chocolate. And so a lot of people, you know, they have in the back of their heads, never give my dog chocolate.
Yeah.
But they don't realize that there are other chemicals that actually can be really, you know, toxic to a dog and cause severe kidney damage. And raisins is one of them. So for some people, they might have, you know, a little bit of a hot cross bun with a raisin in it and give it to their dog and not think much of it. And they don't realize that actually that's really toxic for the dog. Now, for some dogs, the symptoms may just be, you know, mild. But for other dogs, it can really impact their kidneys. So it's really just about understanding that, you know, you want to share with your dog, sure, but you need to have treats that are healthy for the dogs.
It makes so much more sense that you said hot cross bun because I was just thinking, who is sitting
eating raisins and sultanas? I know. But it's just, but you see, this is the thing. We don't think about it. So we have our hot cross bun and the chocolate, you know, chocolate hot cross buns have become really popular as well. So both are bad. But a lot of people are sitting there eating them over Easter and then just they're looking at their dog begging them for a treat and they just give it to them, not thinking much about the chemicals in that and the toxicity that's associated with those raisins.
Now let's talk housing and the crisis of housing around the nation, but specifically here in Karratha. This is Mayor Scott, who joined me this week to discuss about the EOI that's been put out in Karratha.
Good morning, Pablo.
Right around the nation, we're in a big housing crisis around the nation, but in Karratha, we've got some specific problems just to us. Now, the city's put out an EOI at the start of the week. So what does this sort of entail and what are you hoping to achieve with it?
Yeah, you're right, Pablo. So there's a housing crisis nationwide, but here in Karratha and the Pilbara, it's far more unique. You know, our housing crisis is due to, you know, shortage of free houses in the market. That's why the rents go up so quickly. So we've got an expression of interest out from to developers and builders to partner up, basically, to develop more housing. Mm-hmm. So a recent study that we conducted found that we have an expected population growth of 30% and a shortfall of 1,200 houses over the next few years. And that's due to $37 billion worth of work coming to our town. We need to capture the opportunity of population growth. And in order to do that, we really need to start rolling out some houses.
So the expression of interest is putting it out there to call on some solutions. Is that the idea?
Yeah, correct. So the city of Karratha itself has a lot of undeveloped land that we own. We've got an expressive interest out to partner up and basically to, you know, try to figure out, you know, what builders need, you know, in order to get to, you know, build some houses. And yeah, so we're going to facilitate some information sessions, which will be two virtual sessions on April 10 and May the 1st. One in Karratha on April 11, and there's also one in Perth on April the 17th. And that's just to let the market know that we have land and we're willing to partner up to find a solution to enable housing. So if the builders and developers come to us and say, well, this A, B and C are why we can't make our margins, then we might be able to work with them and with the state government to go, right, well, maybe your state government and local government can assist you in order to get some housing built.
Thanks, Mayor Scott. Over to Kelly Nunn from Volunteer in WA about what you can get involved with locally.
So I did have a chat with Robe River Kuruma Aboriginal Corporation. They run the Regional Youth Driver Education Program. They're about to ramp that back up again. They are looking for driving mentors. So for those of you that don't know, the Regional Youth Driver Education Program is around allowing people that have barriers to getting their hours. So these young people have their learner's permit already. They just need someone to assist them in actually getting their 50 hours so they can actually qualify to get their full line or their P plate. So they provide all the training. They actually have two vehicles, a manual and an automatic. They would love to hear from you if you are interested in getting involved in their program. They are kicking off that position is available on our website, which is volunteeringwa.org.au, and I will share the link for that today. So you will find that on my Facebook page, which is Volunteering WA Pilbara.
And lastly, let's catch up with our furry friends. It's Sue from Safe.
Good morning.
Now, the British Chef for You was seen in the Safe driveway Saturday. What does this mean for Safe? Have you got some full bellies and a full freezer? Yeah.
Pretty much. I've been absolutely spoiled a very early and generous birthday gift from Denise, and now I've got a really well-stocked freezer of Britta's beautiful, tasty food. And she actually specialises in human, but I found out when she was here Saturday that she actually makes meals for dogs as well, and I imagine she would for cats. So if people are organising a meal package for themselves and there's a dog or cat in need, she'll whip them up as well. So with us entering a big time of change and Alicia away probably nearly for a month, trying to fit in shopping and cooking, I won't have to now, and eating will be a pleasure. So yeah, thanks heaps to Britta and Denise for organising it, Chef for You. And yeah, I think you can find them on Facebook if you want to share the love and enjoy what I'm enjoying.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know that Safe doesn't have a day go past without request to take dogs and cats, but how do you decide who's, you know, going to become a safe animal?
Well, generally, it's pretty straightforward. We really don't take on dogs and cats that are too aggressive. And often, if they're very compromised, we think, you know, it could be kinder to humanely euthanize. But we do look at every situation individually with the animals that come in. And we faced a real tricky one. The rangers brought us a kitten just last week, and it was just not moving. It wasn't using the litter tray, not grooming, eyes weren't focusing. And we're thinking, oh, look, this prognosis isn't good and it's going to be kinder to let her go. But after being in care for a few days, she perked right up, started finding the litter tray, sometimes at least, and grooming herself. And yeah, we could see she couldn't focus though. And when we took her to the vet, 3% eyesight she has. So incredible. So, you know, obviously legally blind. But yeah, she's just got so much love to give, and everyone's, you know, a little bit besotted with her. So very unusual, but I think this one's got a very positive future ahead.
Now, Safe is about loving and letting go, but when it's the final time, the more they are loved, the harder it is to say goodbye.
Yeah, that's so true. And in August 2021, we had a call from the Pecks Creek Primary School about a very big but very skinny cat was hanging around the school bins. And we made the most incorrect assumption, it must be a bit wild, but cat was trapped, taken to the pound. And I remember when we got this cat into Safe, this was sprawled all over my desk and so comfortable and nothing like we'd pictured, and even appeared on Channel 7 because they happened to be filming that day. So a TV star straight away. But it wasn't actually the only incorrect information. The vet report said she was female and we called her Marmalade. But she went into care with Jake and Jackie DeHaas, some of our great carers, who've had cared for actually 84 animals between 2017 and 21. They fell totally in love, but they also found out that Marmalade was actually Gus, a boy. Once I remember the morning when she found some little lumpy bits. And two big as incorrect assumptions about this gorgeous cat. So he lived with their dog, George, the Border Collie, and was there for the birth of their first child, Pippa. But Gus was fading away recently, and it was kindest to let him go. But talk about a rags to riches. Mm. And this cat from the bins at Pegs Creek Primary to paradise with Jackie and Jake.
Now it's your time for your last shout out for help for Easter. Does that need and what you need? But I suspect it's not hot cross buns and Easter eggs, so.
No, definitely not. And look, Christmas and Easter are very similar with everyone leaving town. So the biggest gift anyone could give safe at this time is care for a homeless cat, dog, puppy or kitten. I've got a gorgeous mother cat and her kitten that need care, Emmy, an adult cat, two pups from the E-letter, adult dogs, Patch and Star. You can see them all on the website, but if anyone can help, you really won't have to sign your life away. Just this Easter, please give us a call.
Thanks for joining me once again on the Everything Karratha podcast. I'll be back Tuesday after a long weekend from 6. See you then.
From round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood,
this is Pavlo for Breakfast.